This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, nau mai, haere mai, kei te Film Talks On Air. I'm your host, Jane Ross, and joining me today is Josephine Stewart Te Whiu. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are you today?
Good, thank you.
And I am absolutely delighted to be talking to you today. By way of an introduction to our listeners, Josephine, you are an Auckland-based film and theatre maker of Ngā Puhi and Te Rawa iwi. You're an actor, writer, director with screen credits that include the short family drama Arnie, which was nominated at the 2019 Berlin and Toronto International Film Festival, writer and director of the short film When We Were Kids, which won two awards at the 2021 New Zealand International Film Festival, writer and director of the award-winning collaborative film Wado, which I absolutely adore and love. And this is, now we're going to talk about When We Were Dangerous, which is your debut feature film. And I got to see it on opening night of the New Zealand International Film Festival here in Masterton. It opened throughout cities and towns throughout New Zealand as part of the festival. And I saw many photographs of you up and down the motu, and I'm just wanting to catch up with you because we had a sold out audience here and a lot of discussion afterwards amongst my friends. There were so many questions that we had, and so I just had to reach out and find the time to actually connect with you, and I'm really, really happy that I've got this opportunity to do so. So I wanted to step back and ask you, first of all, how did you enter into the world of film and theatre in Aotearoa?
Thank you for that. Just FYI, in case you want to re-record the intro, I only wrote on Wado. The piece that I wrote for was directed by Awa Nui Samichpeni. And I'm okay. saying that because she's a really amazing, incredible, talented friend of mine, and I feel like she deserves the recognition for what she did.
Absolutely. You were a contributing writer and indeed an actor in Wado as well,
and
weren't
an
you?
An actor, yeah. How did I get into this? Look, I went to drama school. I went to university first, and I did a Bachelor of Arts at Auckland Uni. I was really young. I was only 17 when I started uni. I only went because I thought that's what you should do. And so I was a bit sort of lost and not sure what I was doing. I knew I wanted to be a creative. I didn't know what that would look like. So I finished my degree somehow by a miracle. I managed to scrape by and get one. And I auditioned for drama school in Auckland at a place called Unitech, which is a 3-year acting program. It's a performing arts degree. And I got in. I had like 20 students, and I was one of them. Sort of like a poor man's version of Toi Whakaari, really, Unitech. not as flash, you know, but very similar structure and concept, pretty much identical, just an Auckland-based school. So I trained as an actor for 3 years, and I came out of that program. I made a lot of theatre. I worked as a theatre maker for a long time, and then I slowly moved into film. And the move into film was always there for me as a curiosity, but to be honest, a lot of it was like driven by the need to survive a little bit more. There's more money in film and television. It's really, really hard to work full-time as a theatre actor. It's incredibly difficult to do in this country. There's no support for it. You have to usually have multiple jobs as well on the side, which I did, but it was getting really tiring because I was working in hospitality. So you do really early morning starts at a cafe, but then you're performing at night. So, and it's not very sustainable after a while. You do start to question, like, is this worth it?
Yeah.
And I was looking for more financial security. So I was really lucky in that I managed to get an opportunity in screen and screenwriting. And that's how I got the opportunity to do Wado, which at the time we thought was going to be a web series. and it ended up becoming a feature film. So
amazing.
That was really exciting. Yeah, we had no idea that it would become what it became. It was just very female-led, really incredible women. And, you know, I was the least experienced in the group of these amazing directors and writers, and I learned a lot from them. I learned a lot watching them. I was really lucky. I was able to go to set and watch them work. So I would, and I'd very quietly just sit and observe and watch and take in as much as I could.
Yeah.
And when I finished Wado, that's when I made the short film Ani. And I took a lot of what I'd learnt on Wado and a lot of what I'd learnt from these other incredible women. And I made a short, and it happened to do really, really well. And off the back of that, success internationally, a lot of doors opened for me, a number of doors really quickly, which meant, you know, I was able to do another short film, which didn't do so well internationally, did much better here. It's interesting, actually. You just don't know how your work's going to be read. But, yeah, and then I was able to make We Were Dangerous off the back of that.
What kinds of stories do you want to tell? Because I'm sensing a theme, but I'm just curious to know, for our listeners, you know, to hear from you, what motivates you with your storytelling?
I usually like to tell stories that I can relate to in some way, or I feel like, they are really female-led, and that's not... I didn't deliberately set out to do that. It's just that I know that experience, so I would feel really confident in telling it, or telling a story about outsiders. I really enjoy that because I feel like I can relate personally to that experience, and it feels a lot easier when you can bring some of yourself to the work. It feels quicker, easier to access the work as a creative, if that makes sense. But I guess what ultimately draws me to it is also character. The characters have to be really strong. I'm a very character-driven storyteller, and I think that's from my years of working as an actor. That's where that desire comes from for me. I tend to be more character-driven than plot-driven. And a lot of my films are sort of character-driven pieces usually. But in saying that, one day I would love to make a space film because I'm really into sci-fi.
Yeah.
Like that would be awesome. I'd love to do that. But I feel like I'd need to be a bit more skilled before attempting it.
A sci-fi would always be fun. It would be one of my go-to genres as well. And that crept up unexpectedly on me as well. How did you find your story for We Were Dangerous?
I didn't. So that was, the film was written by a screenwriter called Maddie Dye, who lives in London. She's a Kiwi that lives in London now. And she sent her script to Picky Films. And at the same time, I was working with Picky Films. We'd just done a podcast. And they wanted to keep working with me. And they were looking, they sent me the script, actually. I was really surprised because I'm a writer as well. And I wasn't sure until I read the script. And it was a first draft, but it was really strong. And I could see, I was really inspired by the world, like these young women. And I was really inspired by, the characters, essentially. And even though it was at a very early stage, I could see the potential in it. So I said, I would love to work on this. And Maddie Dye, the writer, and I, we worked together on the script. So we then ended up co-writing, but she wrote the first draft. So essentially, like, the characters in the world and the plot, that's her intellectual property, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's why she's credited as screenwriter, and I'm additional writing. because I came on board after the first draft, so I didn't create I wasn't the genesis for all these plot points, all these characters that I added to it, you know, when we started to work together. And so we rewrote the script together, and that took us about 2 years.
Wow. Did you know Maddie before this?
No, I didn't know Maddie before this. Maddie was introduced to me through Picky Films, yeah. And she knew of them because she wanted to get into filmmaking and screenwriting. And Picky Films are very, very famous for having Taika Waititi as their, basically one of their co-owners of that business. So, yeah, it's a great stepping stone, you know, and Taika's created this really incredible platform where he uses his power and his influence, and he enables other filmmakers to have a go, essentially.
Gosh, that's an incredible, powerful platform to be part of.
Yeah, and it really helps. I mean, it's quite funny. You know, I saw a Herald article. I think it was last weekend. Someone sent it to me, and it was like, Taika Waititi's new film, We Were Dangerous. And I had to have a little laugh because I was like, oh, yeah. But, you know, they're right. It does tickets for people, you know. People trust him. His films are really good, and it helps us. You know, if people go and see the film at cinemas, it helps all of local filmmakers. It means there's a bit more money and there's more opportunities for other people to tell films.
Yeah.
Because the New Zealand public want it. That's the impression that it gives. You know, yes. If no one goes and watches our films at the cinema, we'll be making less and less of them, essentially.
So you worked on the script for over 2 years, and then building that vision for how the look and feel of this film as the director as well.
Yes.
What were some of the challenges to work through to get to the filming production point?
What was hard, I think one of the trickier parts is that Maddie hadn't written a script before. So it was really, I felt so mean sometimes, sort of having to strip back some of the ideas. And it wasn't because they weren't brilliant. They were. It's just that we didn't have a Marvel budget. So there was that part of my brain that I understood that there was no way we'd be able to make. We had to, like, take that idea and kind of rewrite it for what we could actually logistically and financially afford to do.
Yes.
In a way that's felt really true in its essence to what Maddie had originally wanted. So that was a really big challenge, and just sort of trying to explain. And it's so hard. Like, there's only so much explaining you can do. These are things that you only learn really by being on set and doing the work and making films. That's how you learn those things, because,
yes,
you know, you're always going to be like, but what if, which is an awesome way to be, but there has to be a part of you that needs to be realistic about where is important that you put your budget, like what is the important scene or shot that you like, it's really worth us spending extra money to get this because the film's going to need it, you know. So that was really hard, I would say. And another thing that was challenging was the location. Finding the location is very, very challenging for us because it's a period film.
Yeah. So you ended up down in the Banks Peninsula?
Correct. So, I mean, this is kind of boring. This is not super creative, but the reason we went there in the end is that we needed to be by a major city, because otherwise we couldn't afford to make the film.
Wow.
So that means that we need to use local crew as well as people maybe that we like to use that are a part of our team, but we can't afford to take 60 people to a location far away and house 60 people.
Yes.
That really eats into your budget. So we had to be near a major city. So it had to be Auckland, Wellington or Christchurch, essentially. And Auckland is too built up, and our harbour is too busy. So that immediately writes that off in terms of the period of the film. Wellington has one island, Somes Island, Machu Island, that it's protected, which is amazing. It's pest-free.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're not allowed on the beaches there. So suddenly we were a bit like, oh, this is going to be hard, logistically very challenging. And then there was Otamahua Island, Little Quail Island in the Lyttelton Harbour, and we went there. It's really close to Christchurch, but because Christchurch is just through that tunnel, I don't know if you've been between Lyttelton and Christchurch,
you've
got this amazing tunnel, which is, an incredible way to get through. You can go over the hills, which is a beautiful drive as well, but for us, it made travel time easy. And then the second you pop out into that sort of Lyttelton Harbour and around that coastline, it feels really remote, but it's not. So we only shot 3 days on that island.
And really?
Rest of the time, we were shooting along the Banks Peninsula. We were cheating it, making it feel like an island. But the only reason we could get away with that is literally because it's just not built up.
Yeah, and the unrestricted view.
There are so few places near major cities these days which have that feeling that you're isolated and far away when you're not actually that far at all.
I understand that, and actually I'm so glad that you got to film on an island. And one of the scenes that generated a lot of discussion amongst my group of friends that I was with for opening night was the girls when they are lying on the grass and looking up at the sky. It just was so impactful. But we had so many different points of view on the meaning of that particular scene. For one of my friends, it reminded her of days of childhood where you had time to lie and look for cloud pictures, and it was just really peaceful and childlike and relaxing and calm. For another one of my friends, she saw that as a battle scene. Girls that were at war and had been hit and were wounded. And I'm just wondering, from your perspective, what the meaning was for you.
Do you know what? I'm so glad that you said that scene stuck out to you.
Yay.
My
really
cinematographer
did.
And I, my cinematographer, Maria Ines Manchego, and I desperately wanted to get it. It wasn't in the schedule. We worked so hard that day, and we had 10 minutes to get that shot.
Wow.
And we ran up the hill, and I remembered, I was like the hype girl for these teenagers who at this stage were so grumpy at me because it had been a long day of shooting. I was like, come on, you guys, it's going to be so fun. Because we had to walk up the hill, trek up the hill to get to that spot. We didn't have cars to drive us up or anything. And I managed to get them in there, and we got it. We had one shot, so that was the only take we got, what's used in the film.
Gosh.
One shot, and then we had to call cut because legally, with the age of some of the teenagers and Manaya, who plays Daisy, legally we can only work certain hours with kids, which is awesome. So we were locked in. Like, once the day is ended, that's it. You can't go overtime. We'd be breaking the law, so... We managed to get that shot. I'm so happy you said that. And for me, actually, it's a mix of both. It's both of those things.
Ah.
There's like a tension in it, of course, where, I viewed it as both.
Yeah.
Like that they are, kind of soldiers in a way, or like there's this feeling of who's next. There's sort of, tension. And then
yes. Yeah, you got it, because that's how I felt too. There was something not quite right, something looming. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, but also there's just this beautiful thing of lying in the grass at the end of a day and the sun setting and,
Yeah.
But of course there's that looming tension. There's something else coming.
Yeah, and you're bracing yourself for it. I felt that. That's how I felt sitting in the audience. I was like, oh, God, I'm bracing myself because we've got this happy scene, but that usually is a, you know, a little clue that something not good's about to happen, and I'm bracing myself for that.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Daisy. Look, we all fell in love with her and her that character. We wanted to take her home and look after her.
I know. She's so vulnerable.
That's it. Yeah. And
and she's got such a beautiful attitude, her character.
Yeah, I had to laugh at the Pukenna scene as well, because, you know, that's something that I've played at the start of the day at my workplace. So it was really cool seeing that, and just to see her personality coming out, and just, you know, for me, identifying with her as well, which was great. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, that scene was never in the script. I saw them doing it as a warm-up while we were shooting one day, and I thought, I have to put it in the film. And I was really lucky that my first AD got me some time. I think he gave me 40 minutes to get it. I was very lucky because, you know, when a director comes to set and says, I've got an idea for a brand new scene that's not in the script and I'd like to shoot it today, you can get written off as being crazy sort of straight away. I don't know, you know, as you know, when you're shooting film, there's a very tight and strict schedule that you have to stick to, usually. And yeah, I went off book a bit, but I was lucky. I had the support of my first AD and my cinematographer, so we got it. And I'm so glad we did, because I could tell I was making the producers a bit nervous. And then, yeah, when they saw it in the edit, one of them said to me, I'm so glad you did that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a real highlight. It was a highlight for me as well. So we have We Were Dangerous currently screening at both cinemas here in Masterton, and it's still screening throughout Aotearoa. And, of course, it had already had an international screening earlier in the year in March, winning the Jury Award at the South by Southwest. What plans do you have for taking the film internationally now?
It is screening internationally still at various festivals.
Great.
Around Europe and America, actually. Not as big as South by Southwest, but there's still some great festivals in there. And the idea is that we'll get distribution, so we'll be able to hopefully play the film in cinemas beyond New Zealand, you know, like in America. Or in Europe somewhere. That's sort of what you're trying to do. But it's Netflix has changed things a lot. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if it does do that or if a streaming platform picks it up. I'm not sure. Not sure what will happen there.
Well, I loved it. And so did everyone that I spoke to here on opening night. I'm really proud to be talking to you and having this opportunity to talk a little bit more. And I'm just delighted that the scenes that I've chosen to talk to you about are the ones that were highlights for you too. And potentially almost didn't make it, but I'm glad that we could talk about that. And I wish you all the very best going forward with When We Were Dangerous, but also for what you do in the future. You're definitely one to watch.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for saying that. And thanks for having me.
Oh, it's been an absolute delight to talk to you. Ngā mihi nui ki a koe, Josephine.
Thank you. Ngā mihi.